Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Well, today's lesson takes us to a very special part of the world. It is considered a jewel in the Irish Sea. Although this isle is small, there are countless things to do. So just where might you find this treasure? In Europe, close to Ireland and England. Now today's lesson is called Isle of Man. And some of the things that we're going to discuss today include charming villages and towering cliffs. Do you think it's possible that you might find charming villages and towering cliffs on the Isle of Man? Well, you're going to find out today, so open up your magazines and let's begin.
Isle of Man. Discover history, natural wonders, and famous sites all in one tiny place. The Isle of Man is tiny, only 53 kilometers long and 21 kilometers wide. Yet visitors to this jewel in the Irish Sea never run out of things to see and do. From natural wonders to year-round events, the island's attractions are too many to count. Man is located in the middle of the British Isles, almost equally distant from England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. It features charming villages, towering cliffs, and over 160 kilometers of beautiful coastline.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这一篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 Isle 这个名词。Isle 是指岛屿，注意它的 S 是不发音的，念成 Isle。例如 ，The couple spend their honeymoon on the Isle of Arran off the coast of Scotland。这对夫妻是在苏格兰外海的阿伦岛度的蜜月。Isle 跟 island 都是指岛屿，但是不同的地方是 Isle 常常用来当正式的岛名，而且通常体积比较小。例如 ，On the map it says the Isle of Wight， 地图上写着是威特岛。而如果是 the island of Bali， 指的就是巴黎这个岛屿，但是这个时候的 island 的 I 就不需要大写，因为并不是在讲一个正式的岛名。接下来我们看 cliff 这个名词， cliff 是指悬崖或者是峭壁。例如 ，The cliff by the sea is one of the most popular rock climbing sites on the island。这个海边的悬崖是这个岛屿上攀岩最热门的景点之一。或者是 The speeding car stopped right at the edge of the cliff. Thankfully, everyone got out safely. 这台超速行驶的车子就在悬崖边止住了，所幸每个人都安全无虞的脱险。或者是 The castle was built on top of a cliff which overlooks the valley. 这座城堡被盖在一个悬崖上，可以俯瞰整个山谷。
So Gabe, before you read about the Isle of Man in our lesson, had you ever heard of this place?
Yeah, maybe talked about once or twice, but I haven't really given it a lot of thought. Not really.
Right. Me either, actually. But it seems like a beautiful place because you can discover history, natural wonders, and famous sites. All in this one tiny little spot.
Yeah, so it seems like there's a lot to do at the Isle of Man. Yes, it is all in one tiny place, this island, right? We read here the Isle of Man is tiny, only 53 kilometers long and 21 kilometers wide. Yes, that is tiny compared to big countries and continents, but it would still take a long time to walk around.
Gabe, you make a very good point. If you were to walk around the Isle of Man, it could take you a really long time, 53 kilometers. Yet visitors to this jewel in the Irish Sea never run out of things to see and do. So we want to talk about this phrase, to run out of something. Now, if you run out of something, that means that you completely use up something, so there's no more of something.
There's no more, and it's not a nice feeling when you run out of something, because usually that means you needed something or you really wanted something, and now there's no more. So for example, if you're driving, you need gas, of course. Nobody likes to run out of gas in the middle of the road, and there's no gas station around. If you're traveling, then it's good to have money with you. You don't want to run out of money. Sometimes we talk about other things, abstract things, like if we're at a brainstorming meeting, we have no more ideas, we might say, man, I ran out of ideas. I have no more ideas.
That's right. But back to our lesson, talking about the Isle of Man, many visitors, well, our lesson just says visitors to this jewel in the Irish Sea never run out of things to see and do. From natural wonders to year-round events, the island's attractions are too many to count. Now let's take a look at this phrase, too many to verb. Now, you can use this phrase when you want to say that there are so many of something.
That's right. There are too many things to try at the Isle of Man. But I really like using this phrase with the word count. There are too many to count. So what else has things that are too many to count? Well, New Zealand has a lot of sheep. Somebody might say New Zealand has too many sheep to count.
That's right. Well, back to the Isle of Man. There are too many things to do that it's impossible to count them all. Man is located in the middle of the British Isles, almost equally distant from England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. I've never been to any of these countries, but at some point in time, I would love to go there.
Well, if you go to any of those countries, Rebecca, then make sure you visit the Isle of Man, because it's not too far from any of those countries. In fact, it is equidistant. Friends, you see the words equally distant. Well, you can put those words into one word to become equidistant.
And what does equidistant mean? It just means that something is equally far or distant from something else.
And I gotta say, maybe I'd more commonly use the two words separately. It's equally distant from. So for example, Miramar is equally distant from my house and your house, so let's meet there. But I could also say Miramar is equidistant from my house and yours. I remember when I was in math class was when I used the word equidistant most often, especially in trigonometry and classes like that.
Yeah, it sounds more like a math term, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But the Isle of Man features charming villages, towering cliffs, and over 160 kilometers of beautiful coastline. Look at that. It's beautiful. There's even a lighthouse.
You know, Rebecca, our lesson mentions cliffs, and this reminds me of Ireland. Ireland is also known for its beautiful cliffs right next to the ocean. So I'm with you. I would love to go and visit these places, but especially the Isle of Man, since it's what we're talking about today.
Oh, well, that's great. And let's learn more about this word isle in the InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, what do you call a small area of land completely surrounded by water?
Well, my first guess would be an island.
And that is definitely one of the possibilities. However, there are actually many different names for land that is surrounded by water.
You're right. Another word is isle. I-S-L-E. Generally, the word isle is used in literature as well as in the names of islands, such as the Isle of Man.
Right. We wouldn't say, I live on an isle. Instead, we would say, I live on an island. Another word similar to aisle is key, C-A-Y. A key is a small, low island composed mostly of sand or coral.
There are many keys in the Caribbean Sea, which is home to numerous islands. In addition to key, there is another word that refers to an island made of coral, atoll, A-T-O-L-L.
But keys and atolls are not the same thing. An atoll is an island made from a ring of coral that surrounds a body of water, while a key is just an island that is made of coral and sand.
大家应该对island这个字不陌生, 也就是岛屿。 如果你想听起来比较文雅, 那就可以用isle, I-S-L-E。 这个字经常出现在文学作品当中。 虽然isle和island都是岛屿, 但是你不能说I live on an isle, 要说I live on an island。 其实除了island或isle之外, 还有其他种类的地面, 周围也是环海的, 像是key, C-A-Y, 也就是由沙子和珊瑚组成的珊瑚礁。 There are many keys in the Caribbean Sea. 在加勒比海有许多的珊瑚礁。另外还有一种珊瑚岛叫做atoll, A-T-O-L-L, 环状的珊瑚岛。Island是四面环海, 但atoll却是环状的, 中间有一个被它包围的水面,真的是相当奇特。这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Charming villages, towering cliffs, and over 160 kilometers of beautiful coastline. Where might you find all of this? Oh, right, of course, in our lesson. But there's a real place. Do you remember what it's called? Yes, that's right. On the Isle of Man. Did you know the Isle of Man has a rich history? Well, we are going to learn about that rich history now.
Isle of Man. The Isle of Man has a rich history. Scientists believe humans first lived on the island as early as 10,000 years ago. They think that some of the earliest immigrants were from Ireland. Man's native language, Manx, closely resembles Ireland's own original language. Viking invaders began arriving around the year 800. They first came to Steele, but began settling there around 850. Kings from Norway ruled the region from 979 until 1266. They established a self-governing system on the island that hasn't changed much over the years.
OK, 继续我们看 immigrant 这个名词 IM 这个字首有进来的意思 MIGR 这个字根有迁徙的意思 所以 immigrant 是指移民 例如 the police arrested many illegal immigrants in the sweatshop 警察在这个血汗工厂里逮捕了多名非法移民 它的相关名词是 immigration 例如 when you arrive at the airport you need to go through immigration before picking up your luggage 当你到达机场时要先经过移民局再去拿行李 Immigrant 的反义字是把字首的IM变成E 变成Emigrant Emigrant 就是指移居出去到国外的移民 例如 Italy had many emigrants during the economic crisis in that country 意大利在爆发经济危机期间人口大量的移居国外 最后我们看的是invader 这个名词 V-A-D-E 这个字根有走的意思，所以 invader 是指入侵者或者是侵略者。例如 we must gather together to fight against the invaders， 我们一定要团结一起对抗这些侵略者。或者是 many people lost their lives in attacks by the invaders， 在入侵者的攻击下许多人民都丧生了。如果去掉字尾的 R， invade 就是动词。例如 this country has been invaded by its neighboring countries for many years， 这国家许多年来都一直被邻近国家所入侵。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So although the Isle of Man is small, it actually has a rich history. That is what our lesson says. The Isle of Man has a rich history. Now, before we learn about some of that rich history, let's talk about these words, rich history. This just means that a place has a lot of amazing things that have happened there.So it's worth knowing about.
And there are many countries or many places in the world that have a rich history, right? Especially if, history has been recorded for a long time at a certain place. Some people might say the United States is only a little over 200 years old, so it doesn't have a long history, so maybe it doesn't have a rich history. I think it does have a rich history. I think China has a really rich history. I think Israel has a rich history that you can read about in the Old Testament in the Bible. Think about another country that has a rich history and talk about it.
Well, another place that has a rich history is the Isle of Man. Scientists believe humans first lived on the island as early as 10,000 years ago.They think that some of the earliest immigrants were from Ireland. Man's native language, Manx, closely resembles the Ireland's own original language. Interesting. I actually didn't realize that Manx was man's native language.
Well, it was the Isle of Man's native language. When you say man's native language.
Right. Right. But our lesson says man's native language.
Exactly. Hey, there's a phrase there, closely resemble. What does that mean?
Well, if something closely resembles something else, this just means that it looks a lot like it.
So, for example, my aunt closely resembles my mom.
Oh, I wonder why.
Yeah, that's because...They're twins. But I will also say that my son closely resembles me when I was his age.
Oh, so you guys look a lot alike.
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe he'll grow up to look a lot like me or closely resemble me.
Oh.
Who knows?
And that's a great way to use this phrase when you're talking about family members and how they closely resemble one another.
So, Rebecca, who do you closely resemble in your family?
People always said that I closely resembled...Both my mom and my dad.
Okay.
I have a little bit of my mom and a little bit of my dad in me. That's the way it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, I'll think about that.
Think about it, but not too much. Well, our lesson continues with Viking invaders. Viking invaders began arriving around the year 800. They first came to steal...but began settling there around 850. Have you ever met any Viking invaders, Kate?
No, but I think it would be awesome to see a Viking in person. I think I'm a little too late for that, though. I arrived to this earth about 1,000 years too late.
Oh, well, too bad for you, Gabe.But no worries, because you can still see Vikings in books. So you can see them in pictures and...
That's true, in some movies, right? And actually, it says they were stealing, and there's another word for that.
I know the word you're thinking of, Gabe.
What?
You're thinking of the word to plunder.
That's it.
Yes. Okay, so the word plunder means that you steal goods, sometimes rather violently, from a place, and oftentimes it's during war.
That's true, and so there might be an army or soldiers that are going through and plundering, okay? There's a related word, and it's pillage, and that's a broader term, but here's an example of how to use the word plunder. The soldiers went through Europe plundering towns and villages as they went, just like the Vikings.
Right, so the Vikings first came to steal, but then they started to settle in that area in 850. Kings from Norway ruled the region from 979 until 1266.
And they established a self-governing system on the island that hasn't changed much over the years. We have more to learn about the Isle of Man, but now it's time for the SC Challenge. Friends, for today's SC Challenge, let's welcome back some contestants whom you've seen many times before.
Hello, everyone. I'm Linda.
And I'm Brandon.
Excellent. Okay, so today's lesson is about the Isle of Man. Brandon, do you know what the Isle of Man is?
Actually, I have no idea what that is.
Linda?
I don't either. Sorry.
Okay, well, it's actually
a real challenge.
It's actually a place. I was surprised. Okay, I was surprised when I found out it was a place, maybe because my geography is not very good. At any rate, let's talk about this. We have three questions here. The first one is a fill-in-the-blank. Okay, so the Isle of Man is blank from England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. Your options are A, original, B, equidistant, C, natural, or D, year-round. Linda?
Equidistant.
Equidistant is B. The Isle of Man is equidistant from England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. Linda has 1 point.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Very good. All right, number two. What kind of people invaded man around the year 800? That is the Isle of Man. Okay. A, Chinese. B, Native Americans. C, scientists, or D, Vikings? Brandon?
B, Native Americans.
Wow. No.
No.
That's not correct.
Yeah. Okay, that was a bad guess.
I will say D.
You will say D.
Vikings.
That is correct. Linda has 2 points.
2 points?
Yeah, that's good. Okay, number three. Which phrase means to have no more of something? Okay, to have no more of. A, to closely resemble, B, to settle down, C, to plunder, or D, to run out of. Brandon?
The answer is D, to run out of.
Brandon, you finally got one correct.
Yeah, you can have a point.
Which gives you 1 point.
And it makes me the winner?
Which makes Linda the winner, because she has 2 points.
Yeah.
Great job.
Do the math.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. As usual, friends, thank you too. I'm sure you got all of those correct. We will see you next time right here for
the SC Challenge.
Nice. Rebecca, are you a history buff? That is, do you enjoy learning about the history of places?
I do, especially when there's a rich history. And actually, I find the Isle of Man really interesting, so I'm excited to learn more.
Well, there is more to learn and do and see at the Isle of Man, so let's find out about that next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.